Jay Mann, the 55-year-old indicted by a federal grand jury on charges he defrauded millions of dollars from at least 15 victims in Alaska, has been released to ankle monitoring. Mann was taken into custody last week after the indictment was handed down. He's expected in the U.S. District Court in Anchorage for a hearing later this month. Many, if not most, of the victims of Floyd J. Mann Jr.'s four-year scam live in or are from Dillingham. The local police department looked into the matter 2 years ago, before federal authorities became involved, according to Chief Dan Pascarello.
In August 2014, the police received an email from a former Dillingham resident who was now living in another country. The email stated that numerous people in Dillingham were investing their money in some kind of strange settlement scheme, and this person believed that it may be a scam.
At the time, local police had few, if any, details about the scam, which turned out to be an elaborate hoax allegedly concocted by Floyd J. Mann of Puyallup, Washington. Police only knew him as J. Mann of Washington State and did not have the resources or jurisdiction to pursue the matter further. However, Pascarello says he did talk to most of the people who were sending money to Mann, and he found a variety of responses.
The department contacted numerous people whose names we had been provided with. Some of those persons were cooperative and explained what they believed was an investment opportunity. Some people were downright hostile to us when we were questioning them about the scheme, and other people feigned ignorance of the scheme. We talked to all those people and we informed them that probably was not a legitimate investment and they may be most likely were being scammed.
Those were the same attitudes family and friends encountered as well as they tried to dissuade victims from losing any more money. But Mann's clever ploy had convinced his investors that he was a successful plaintiff in a major lawsuit against Pfizer Pharmaceutical. He said that their money was paying his medical bills so he could claim his $130 million-plus dollar judgment from the company. Mann claimed to have cancer, which wasn't true, and all of the rest of his claims were false and documents had been forged, according to the FBI. In reality, Mann is an auto mechanic who has had financial problems for years, and he was taking the money being sent to him from Dillingham and gambling it at an area casino in Washington. Using at least $2.7 million he had defrauded from his victims, J. Mann won at least $1 million while he gambled at that area casino.
This is a very sad situation. I'm not going to name the names of people, but we've heard about several in Dillingham who invested substantial amounts of money. From what I've seen, it's greatly financially impacted several successful, respectable people in this community.
J. Mann's connection to Dillingham appears to be John and Tukey Wren, who were his neighbors in Puyallup. The Wrens connected family and church friends in Dillingham with Mann, who was receiving both their financial and prayer support as he battled his fictitious cancer. John Wren is now deceased. His sister Tukey Wren lost their home and has been taken in by family friends. Over the course of the scam, other victims have closed businesses, lost ownership of rental properties, and one has been fired for stealing from employers. J. Mann faces 11 counts of wire fraud and 8 counts of money laundering and could be sentenced up to 20 years in federal prison. His wife Cheryl Mann has been charged with defrauding Social Security out of tens of thousands of dollars she collected while simultaneously winning hundreds of thousands of dollars at the area casino.